Should you be spying on your children to monitor their internet use? Your kids use the internet too much and you want them to stop. So what do? Do you secretly spy on them? Do you provide friendly guidance? Or do nothing until the predators come knocking at the door? Is there any research on this? Turns out there is, but we had to go all the way to Israel to find it. Sociologist Gustavo Mesch at the University of Haifa surveyed the cases of 500 teenagers who engaged in risky online behavior. It's not just dirty pictures.
We are talking about making contact with strangers and making relations with strangers, even meeting with strangers.
Which is every parent's nightmare. So he looked at three different strategies for handling this. The guidance approach, where you explain the risks. The tough guy approach, where you make them turn it off or use spy software. And finally, doing nothing. Guess which one had the strongest effect? Tough guy approach. Except not in the way you might expect.
The more the parents get really tough, it actually increased the involvement of the kids in risky behaviors.
It actually made things worse. And the reason seems to be that in families using the get tough approach, there was already a low level of trust.
The more close is the child to the parents, the more the parents make use of guidance. On the other side, when the relations are not good between parents and children, this is the place where parents are using more restrictive ways.
But as it turns out, the biggest factor in whether or not kids take risks online isn't what the parents do. It's the example set by their friends.
So the more the peers perceive that these risky activities are okay, the more the kid thinks that it's okay to do these things.
What Professor Mesch's research seems to be saying is that instead of busying yourself trying to figure out what websites your kids visit, it's more important to figure out who their friends are.